From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This is the season of high holy days, Passover, Pascha, Holy Friday, Easter Sunday. For many Christians, the rituals of this Easter weekend will be punctuated by bursting pink and yellow dresses on little girls and magnificent hats on their mothers and grandmothers, Easter baskets filled with chocolate eggs and plush bunnies. As joyous as the day is, Easter and the season of Lent are also a period of great introspection. Joining us for her reflections on Easter is Annie Lamott. Many know Lamott from her seminal book on writing called Bird by Bird. Parents might fondly remember Operating Instructions, her tome on motherhood. Annie Lamott also writes novels and has published three essay collections on her Christian faith, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Michelle.
I'm just curious about what the season means to you. It's a season that's about redemption and rebirth, but also about sacrifice and, as we said, great introspection. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's the most profound holiday in the Christian tradition, and I think two things really come to mind. One is something that the great writer Barbara Johnson said, which is that we're Easter people living in a Good Friday world. And I think every year the world seems more of a Good Friday world, and it's excruciating, whether it's Japan and Libya and local catastrophes, or whether it's your own best friends and their children who are sick, which is something that makes no sense when you think about a loving God. But it's a time when we get to remember that all the stuff that we think makes us be of such value, all the time we spend burnishing our surfaces and our appearance, is really not what God sees. God, he or she, loves us absolutely, unconditionally, as is, that it's a come-as-you-are party.
You know, as I'm listening to you talk about the Easter season and how God sees people as they are, I'm thinking about this wonderful essay that you wrote called Ashes, about your son, Sam, when he was much younger, and you were trying to get him to understand what Ash Wednesday is all about, and he really just wants to watch television.
Mm-hmm. I remember that Ash Wednesday, he happened to have Alvin and the Chipmunks on, and they were singing Achy Breaky Heart, and I felt like I might have a complete nervous breakdown. But no, Ash Wednesday is, to me, about as plain as it gets, that we come from ashes and we turn to ashes, and yet, you know, there's something, as the poets have often said, that remains standing when we're gone. And so in Easter, one thing that happens is that, and Passover too, is we stop. And this is the dark night of the soul stuff that John the Divine writes about, that in that stopping, we may fall into an abyss that we have been trying to outrun since we were little children. And the abyss is pretty abysmal, you know, it's not, and the American way, I think, is to try to trick out the abyss so that it's a little bit nicer, maybe go to IKEA and get a more festive throw rug. But in Lent, if you are a person of committed spiritual growth, you do stop.
How has that season changed for you over time, the season of Easter and Lent?
When I was 38, my best friend Pammy died, which I think you might have read about in Traveling Mercies, and we went shopping about 2 weeks before she died, and she was wearing a wig and in a wheelchair, and I was buying a dress for this boyfriend that I was trying to impress, and I bought this little tighter, shorter dress than I'm used to, and I said to her, "Do you think this makes my hips look big?" And she said to me so calmly, "Annie, you don't have that kind of time." And I think Easter has been about the resonance of that simple statement, and that when I stop, when I observe Lent, when I go into contemplation, when I go into meditation, when I breathe again and do the sacred action of plopping and hanging my head and being done for a minute with my own agenda, I hear that you don't have that kind of time. You have time only to cultivate presence and authenticity and service, praying against all odds to get your sense of humor back. So that's how it's changed for me, is that that was the day my life changed, was when she said that to me.
What are you going to do on Sunday?
I'm going to go to my little church, and we'll probably have a huge crowd of about 60 people, and I will cry a little bit because my son still comes to church a lot, and my grandson is in our church school, and my my grandbaby mama is helping me run the church school, and I will cry out of joy that that is the truth of our life together. And then I will go home, and I will have 25 people, about 15 relatives, and 10 riffraff, i.e. my closest friends, and we will sit down and we will eat, the most sacred thing we do.
Annie Lamont, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. All the best to you.
You too. Thank you.
That was Annie Lamont. Her most recent book is a novel, and it's called Imperfect Birds.